She woke when a caterpillar moved from the collar of her dress onto her cheek, and she opened her eyes, saw him crouched over her. He plucked it from her face, not touching her skin, and placed it in the grass. She noticed he had already packed up his equipment. "You were supposed to hold on to me," she said.
"I did, till you moved away."
"I wasn't taken advantage of, was I?" adding, "just joking," as she saw him beginning to blush.
"And you want to go down to the house?"
"Yes, I'm hungry." She could hardly stand up, the dazzle of the sun, her tired legs. How long they had been there, she still didn't know. She could not forget the depth of her sleep, the lightness of the plummet. A party began in the English patient's room when Caravaggio revealed the gramophone he had found somewhere.
"I will use it to teach you to dance, Hannah. Your young friend who doesn't drink managed to find bottles of wine yesterday in San Domenico. We have not just music. Give me your arm. What happened to you today?"
He dismantled the large bomb, a difficult one. "Let him tell you about it." The sapper shrugged, not modestly, but as if it was too complicated to explain. Night fell fast. Night filled up the valley and then the mountains, and they were left once more with lanterns. They were shuffling together in the corridors toward the English patient's bedroom, Caravaggio carrying the gramophone, one hand holding its arm and needle.
"Now, before you begin on your histories," he said to the static figure in the bed, "I will present you with the song, My Romance."
"Written in 1935 by Mr. Lawrence Hart, I believe," muttered the Englishman.
Kip was sitting at the window, and Hannah said she wanted to dance with him.
"Not until I've taught you, dear worm," Caravaggio said.
She looked up at him strangely. That was her father's term of endearment for her. He pulled her into his thick, grizzled embrace and said, "dear worm," again, and began the dancing lesson. Hannah had put on a clean but unironed dress. Each time they spun, she saw the sapper singing to himself, following the lyrics. If they had had electricity, they could have had a radio. They could have had news of the war somewhere. All they had was the crystal set belonging to Kip, but he had courteously left it in his tent. There was a muffled noise, and the sapper turned quickly and looked out of the window into the darkness. The others froze. It could have been a mine. He turned back to the party and said, "It's all right, it wasn't a mine. That seemed to come from a cleared area."
"Turn the record over, Kip. Now I'll introduce you to How Long Has This Been Going On, written by George and Ira Gershwin. Listen."
Caravaggio and Hannah were gliding to that sadness of the saxophone. Her cheek rested against the muscles of his shoulders. She could feel those terrible paws on her back, and they moved in the limited space between the bed and the wall, between bed and door, between the bed and the window alcove that Kip sat within. Every now and then as they turned, she would see his face. Kip watched the large shadows slide over the ceiling, over the painted wall. He struggled up and walked to the English patient to fill his empty glass. West wind coming into the room, and he turned suddenly angry, a frail scent of cordite reaching him, a percentage of it in the air, and then he slipped out of the room, gesturing weariness, leaving Hannah in the arms of Caravaggio.